Our scripture today comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 2 through 9. Hear the word of the Lord. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." Suddenly then they looked around. They saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. May God bless this reading and hearing of this holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would open our minds, our hearts, our souls, and our spirits up, that what is said, heard, and understood may be pleasing to you. We ask in Christ's name. Amen. Now I know what you're thinking. Pastor, you already preached on this. And then as fate, luck, whatever would have it, this was actually the scripture right before Lent. So kind of bookending Lent with this today. In 1983, I was 16 years old, and I and people and other young adults from my area in around Youngstown, Ohio, went to Purdue University for the Presbyterian Youth Triennium. And it was a time of worship, of workshop, and it was really my first experience in such a setting. And it had a profound impact upon me. After Holly and I got married, we attended something called Creation, which was in eastern Pennsylvania. I forget exactly where. But it was an outdoor music festival where many of the top contemporary Christian singers would come. They would have people come and speak. They'd have worship. And it had a profound effect on both Holly and on me. These are wonderful, wonderful experiences. And, you know, we call these mountaintop experiences because of comes from the transfiguration passages. And they're wonderful, and you just feel so close to God. You feel the presence of God more than you usually do in your day-to-day life. And you don't really want to leave because you don't want to come down off of that mountaintop experience. You want to stay there and continue to feel what you felt, the joy, the hope, the awe, the wonder. We all experience these mountaintops, whether it is going to religious conferences, family gatherings, family reunions where you get to see people, family members that you have not seen in a long, long time. Holidays, Advent and Christmas, and Lent and Easter. It is during these times when we're focusing on the birth and on the death of Jesus Christ, we feel the presence of God more. It is something that we want to take and we want to hang on to. We want to keep feeling what we felt. The thing is, though, is we can't. Eventually, we have to come back to the real world. We have to come down the mountain, so to speak. And over time, the joyous feelings, the feelings that we experience, lessen to a certain extent. And this is not just for us today. There are many examples in the Bible of people having to come down off of the mountain. One of which was Elijah. Elijah challenged the prophets of Baal to a duel, if you will. And the prophets of Baal built their altars, put wood on it, cried aloud all day long, saying, "Come Baal, come Baal." And he didn't show up. And then you got Elijah, who built his altar, put wood and other things on it, soaked everything, soaked the altar, soaked the ground, soaked the kindling, and said, "Lord, Father God, Jehovah, Yahweh, basically, come on down." And God did come down, and God came down so well that that altar, that wood, the ground around it, that everything that had been soaked was obliterated. Imagine seeing that physical manifestation of how great God is. But the moment passed, and Elijah became depressed because Jezebel had taken and killed a lot of the other prophets. So the feeling didn't stay with Elijah. He went off. He went into a depression, and he went off and hid. And you think about Moses. Moses had a mountaintop experience. Moses was that close to God. And he was up there with God, in the presence of God, received the Ten Commandments. And he's all joyous and happy. And then he comes down the mountain, and what does he see? Golden what? A golden cow, yes. A golden calf. That didn't set well with Moses. And he broke the tablets. Even the disciples, who over a 3-year span had been with Jesus, and I am sure had many mountaintop-like experiences, some, as we see, literal mountaintop experiences, but seeing Jesus heal, see how he interacted with people, realizing that this indeed was the Son of God. And then all of a sudden, he's not there anymore. And they think he's gone for good because they haven't realized what Jesus has been saying. And they're fearful and they're depressed. And then Jesus returns, and it's back to being happy because the Lord is back. And then Jesus leaves once again. A lot of times in our lives too, we have what I would call hilltop experiences. It's not quite as good as the mountaintop, but it's still pretty doggone good. And we still have the same problem coming down from those things. Mountaintop experiences are a wonderful, wonderful part of life. And it would be, oh, so nice just to stay there, to be so near to God, to praise and worship God, and just spend the rest of your life doing that. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Here's the thing, though, my friends, that we are not meant to stay on the mountaintop. We are not meant to have that experience for an extended period of time. We need to come down off of the mountaintop. And we need to journey down through the valleys there at the base. The reason that we need to do that is because that is where our work as Christians is done. We need to take that joy, that pure bliss, if you will, we need to take that down the mountain with us, and we need to share. Whether it is just simply being with someone, ministering to their needs, we need to tell and we need to show the joy, the peace, the relief that we have experienced. And we need to take and invite people to experience this joy and this bliss. Mountaintops are indeed very nice, and I think it is important for us to experience them, especially if we have gone through rough times. Mountaintop experiences give us some rest from the trials, give us a break, energize us, remind us of our purpose. We need to take and hold on to those memories. We need to hold on to those feelings. Realize that, yeah, they're going to lessen a little bit, but we've got that memory. And to use those memories to help us to do our work, which, my friends, is to share Jesus Christ with other people. These mountaintop experiences help us to be better equipped to go out and do our work. So yeah, it's hard coming down from the mountain. But if we don't, we're not doing what Jesus wants us to do. Amen.